Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hopefully everyone can hear and see us live. I am Sorokin. She is Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
We are brought to you by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Check out the Figure Mark podcast right now, episode 2 available. With a guy named, you know, Ryan Shields.
Go check it out. It's awesome.
They give us a shout-out. Kind of awesome.
But, you know, that's not why it's awesome.
That's not why it's awesome, but, you know, it's just an added bonus. So, tonight was all about giving Divas a chance, Lindsay.
It was. And boy, did they get a chance.
And that's where we're going to start this evening, because there's a lot to get into, and we got a little bit of time to do it. So, They hyped it up all night. It was going to be Paige versus Nikki for the WWE Divas Championship. So Paige has the PTO locked in. Brie Bella comes in, breaks it up, causes a disqualification, and then it was time to stay weird because AJ Lee ran out to make the save.
I want that shirt so much. Like, it hurts. It's painful.
Right. So, Paige and AJ then take out the Bella Twins together, and it was like, one, that Paige and Nikki had a pretty solid match, and then the two, the hot angle afterwards. Whew.
Yeah. Yeah. This was really well done. It was nice to see that they gave the Divas a chance. I don't think it was one that was grand enough for some people. Some people thought it was too much. I thought it was just right. They're not going to give them everything at once, but this is a far improvement from what it was last week, where they got 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We got a really good competitive match out of Paige and Nikki. AJ's return was phenomenal. She got a huge pop, which, you know, every wrestler dreams of, especially in their hometown. They were chanting for her.
By the way, stop with the punk chants. Stop.
Yeah, please stop with the punk chants.
You all want to cry, give Divas a chance, and then you start screaming CM Punk, CM Punk. Please, don't call for him. He's never coming back. And it just
go chant CM Punk at UFC events.
Right. And it ruined anything that they did. It didn't ruin it, but you were going to take it away from anything they did. Then afterwards, we had a backstage moment between Paige and AJ, the awkwardness.
It's like, do I trust you? Do I not trust you? Should I beat you up? Should I not? And it's like, I think we're cool.
I think we're cool. Like, AJ Lee, she's back because, you know, the Bells have been bullying the entire division around, and, well, she thought she would come back and, well, give the Divas a chance.
Clever.
And then Paige, they've been friends, they've been enemies, and, well, they've always had respect. And AJ was like, sort of like, so you're my enemy, and they're my enemy, so the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So I guess we're friends, Paige?
For right now, so a temporary truce called between Paige and AJ to take care of the Bella Twins.
I loved it.
But these weren't the only appearances of strong women tonight.
No, it wasn't. Which woman do you want to go to next?
Oh, we gotta talk about Stephanie McMahon dressing down John Cena on live television. That was epicness. You go, Steph. You go. Do that again. Do it often. I want more women to do it on that show.
Alright, so John Cena was in the ring and he was talking about, you know, how he may not even, Rusev won't give him the chance at WrestleMania, so, you know, he has nothing to do at WrestleMania, right? Nothing. Nothing at all. So what does he do like last year? He enters the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which no one sort of believed at all. They didn't figure he would.
Hey, Bray, in case you got nothing to do, Cena's free.
Cena's free. So we're going to get to Bray Wyatt here in a bit. And then, you know, so she comes out and talks about how Andre the Giant was her friend and how dare he disrespect her friend like that. And, you know, she wasn't going to let him in the Battle Royal because, you know, why would she let him do that? And then that's where Stephanie sort of just, I have no words. I'm just going to.
You see, John, let me put this bluntly, okay? You haven't exactly been a friend to the authority. I mean, your actions in the past, you know, where you had us thrown out of power, it doesn't exactly curry favor. You couldn't get the job done against Rusev. So maybe it's about time we find someone who can.
We are talking about WrestleMania, the biggest event in WWE history. And the day you leave me out of WrestleMania is the day...
It's the day you'll what? You'll realize that John Cena doesn't define WWE? Newsflash for you, John, it doesn't. Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Bret Hart, they all thought that they could leave WWE and WWE wouldn't survive. We'd be a sinking ship. Well, not only did we survive, we thrived. And that is exactly what's going to happen this year. If John Cena were to sit this one out, to sit this WrestleMania out, which is exactly what I think these people want. Then WrestleMania will still be the biggest show of all time. You're not special. You're not unique. You need to think about it this way, John. It's not where would WWE be without John Cena. It's where would John Cena be without WWE.
I want more of this. Where Steph just has enough of your crap and she's like, nope. No, sit down, shut up, and pay attention.
Right? Stephanie was awesome.
She's about to preach.
Right? She got it, laid it into him, and like, she has a point.
She does have a point.
And then, go ahead.
Hashtag bigger than the business.
I'm all flustered now, god damn it. Anyway, and then the music we've all been waiting for. Axelmania is running wild, because don't change the channel, because it's running wild. Curtis Axel comes out, and, you know, if you want someone to face Rusev, it's me. I met Andre. He had an Axelmania chant. He was over tonight.
He was totally over. I'm kind of digging this Curtis Axel. I'm not going to lie. I really kind of like it.
So he, you know, he came out. He, you know, what you going to do if Axel, when Axel Mania runs wild on you, brother? He did the shirt rip. Stephanie made the match and said, told Cena that if he wants to go to WrestleMania, he's going to have to convince Rusev to, you know, change his mind and accept. So we had Axel and Cena. Cena kicked his ass. But he did all the Hogan mannerisms. He even, you know, Axled up. And then he tapped out.
Yep.
Rusev and Lana came out and, you know, Rusev made his decision. No. No, he's not going to let John Cena have his match. Good on you, Rusev. Good on you.
Why should he?
Right.
He won.
He won. And then continuing on to give the Divas a Chance of theme, we had Naomi and the Usos taking on Natalya, Kid, and Cesaro. Kid tagged in Natty late, and, well, Naomi was able to beat Natty, and Natty was upset, and, well, she was throwing a fit. Cesaro was trying to play peacemaker, and Kid eventually hugged her. Solid stuff.
The best part of this was when Cesaro was afraid of Natty. That was awesome.
Yeah.
This big burly Swiss dude that can lift like 5,000 pounds and crush a walnut with his thighs is standing in front of a crying, ranting woman and he runs. It's epic.
Right?
He's like, she like goes off on me. He's like, here you go, TJ. She's all yours.
Right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Wrestlers have no idea what to do when a woman cries. Awesome.
Right. Continuing on, give Divas a chance. The Medusa Alondra Blaze is going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, well deserved to her.
We'll talk about that on Thursday night on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll run down the matches here in a bit, but first, Lindsay, we have a sponsor.
We do?
We do. Here's a moment from our sponsor.
Are you suffering from erectile dysfunction?
And I can't stand it.
Do you suffer from the following symptoms?
It's too soft, too small, and completely, utterly useless.
When his moneymaker just isn't enough, The Miz uses Niagara. Niagara is clinically proven to ensure that you can enjoy peak performance when you need it most.
This little pill will set you straight. Satisfy her with Niagara.
Side effects include lightheadedness, dizziness, not getting over, being a jabroni, uncontrollable urges, falling down, extended loosened streaks, and falling off the A-list. Niagara.
We're going to have a WrestleMania feud over a erectile dysfunction commercial. I don't even know how I feel about this, but it's kind of awesome.
It
kind of
is. We then had Miz and Miz down face-to-face, and Miz called him on the grateful nobody, and then slapped Miz Dell. Miz Dell was pissed. They had an intense stare down, and then Miz Dell said sorry.
Poor Miz Dell.
They're not going to get their one-on-one at WrestleMania, but there's going to be a moment at WrestleMania. It's coming.
Yeah, where Miz Dell finally quits.
And Miz Dell eliminates Miz from the Battle Royal.
Yep.
Alright, a couple other things from Monday Night Raw, it was all about the Intercontinental Championship and who has possession of said belt. The night started off with Dean having possession of the belt. He beat Bad News Barrett R-Truth, ended up stealing the championship. And then out of nowhere, Luke Harper showed up. He took the belt.
And slobbered all over it.
Slobbered all over. He was butting it. Luke Harper took on Daniel Bryan in a good match. Where Luke Harper basically, like, did not care about Daniel Bryan's health. He threw him out of the ring hard. He threw him in the turnbuckle hard. Threw him on his head a couple times.
I was going to say, Luke was playing rough tonight.
Daniel Bryan ended up making Luke Harper tap out, by the way. It was a good match. So it was Bad News Barrett and Ambrose. It was a good match. So, like, Luke had the belt. Then Barrett got the belt. Then R-Truth came back. He took the belt. Luke got the belt back. R-Truth took the belt from Luke. Then Luke took it back from him. And R-Truth was like, I'm just going to drop it because I'm scared of Luke Harper. And they got clotheslined. Daniel Bryan's on the announce table. He's walking to the back as Harper. Then out came the Heartbreak Kid. No, it was Dolph Ziggler with a super kick.
A nice super kick.
He has the belt, climbs the ladder. So at WrestleMania, it's probably be Ambrose, Harper, Barrett, Truth, Bryan, Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yep.
That's gonna be epic.
I'm okay with this.
That's gonna be an epic
That's gonna be a show stealer.
Yeah. We then had the other theme of the night, the Daily Show with Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins got kicked in the nuts by Jon Stewart.
Yeah. What we can say can't do it justice, go to WWE.com probably tomorrow and they'll have it for you.
Stewart needs to come back.
Yes.
Like, he's just, holy crap. He was so good tonight.
He was really, really good tonight. You know, he brought up Bruno Sammartino, Gorilla Monsoon, Mick Foley, Steve Austin, and The Undertaker, how they were the greats, and they didn't take shortcuts like Seth Rollins. And he brought up how Rollins isn't fighting for the title, and he also compared him to, what did he call him? I can't remember. Something with Lady Gaga. What was it?
What was it? Hold on. I can find it really quickly.
Yeah, cause he sort of, yeah. Since he laid in a line to him, that was, it was really, really, epic. Where was it?
I don't think epic describes it.
He dresses like a SWAT team stripper with Lady Gaga hair.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That was awesome. So, they have their confrontation, and he was even bringing up how Seth Rollins didn't even get the briefcase. This got Rollins mad. Orton's music hits. Stewart kicked him low. And, yeah, it was pretty epic. Jon Stewart needs to come back more often.
I would say yes.
And we'll start it here, Jon Stewart for commish.
Hashtag
2K15. Triple H cut a promo about Sting and was confused why Sting's here. Booker T talked about politics. And Triple H talked about having control. Triple H fired Booker. But then said, haha, no, I was only kidding. Just showing my power. Lindsay was almost right because she was like, it's end of Black History Month, so, you know, Booker T can be fired, right? Right? Right?
I wasn't that happy about it.
I know. Anyway, so Booker's still on commentary to the delight of everybody. Yay!
It was basically Hunter being a dick, which we all know Hunter's so good at,
He took his shot at the IWC. It was awesome.
Like you do.
Paul Heyman was taking shots. He was pissed. He was pissed off tonight.
Yeah, to the point that they kept killing his mic.
Right? Yeah. He kept saying, you know, you believe that Roman Reigns is going to win WrestleMania? God has booked it, right? It's going to happen. He said the rumor straight, Lesnar will be at WrestleMania. He'll be anywhere he wants to be as WWE champion after WrestleMania. We had a Ronda Rousey reference.
And yeah, I love how that's now the ultimate beat your ass statement. I'm going to Ronda Rousey your ass.
Right.
She's reached that level, everybody, guys. Yeah.
And he's going to hurt, beat up, embarrass, and get conquered by Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Believe that. Heyman was pissed and it was really awesome.
It was amazing.
And then the moment that we're going to talk about next. The final moment that really needs to, to finish up Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, they had a match in the main event. Orton tripped up Roman, then Roman lost to Seth Rollins. Yes, that happened.
Yeah, that's a bit of a poor booking decision, not gonna lie.
Then Roman laid out everyone. He did a big dive over the ropes, spear, 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 Superman punch, spear, 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 the Big Show and everybody and Seth Rollins, and he looked strong at the end, but he still lost the match.
Yeah.
Have him win. Just do that, please. Would it be so hard?
He's going to face Brock Lesnar. He kind of needs to.
And then when people are going to face people, well, certain people want responses, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that wicked feeling is in the air again. Can you feel it? I wonder, what is truly left of the mighty Undertaker? Is he still capable of striking the hearts of man? Or have the hands of time finally ripped him apart? Come on, Undertaker! Come out, wherever you are. WrestleMania approaches. And Undertaker, I think I got something you're gonna like. I did this. I built this just for you, Undertaker. I hope you like it. But where are you? Instead of being out here in appreciation, you torture me. You mock me with all this silence. And I understand your apprehension, but you must understand everything comes at a price. Huh? Oh, my, my, my. I've always had this fascination with the natural instincts of fire. Fire has no prejudice. It has no feelings. Fire just has this urge to destroy anything and everything that is in its path. Just like me. Just like me.
We haven't seen The Undertaker since he lost to Brock Lesnar at last year's WrestleMania. Will the dead man answer the call?
Shut up, Cole.
I would walk through the fires of hell just to see your face, Undertaker. I don't think you really know who it is you're dealing with, man. You can't hide from me. No one can hide from me. Where I come from, everything burns. And at WrestleMania, you're going to burn too, dead man.
I wonder if The Undertaker's in there.
Find me! Find me!
Go.
Epic. Just epic, epic, epic. And I don't think there's really any way to describe that. You can tell Bray's getting more and more agitated as time goes on to the fact that Taker is not showing up the way that he wants. He's not rising to the occasion. Bray's not the only one that's getting frustrated that Taker isn't showing up, at least in some form. I'd really like it if they would have him issue some kind of response here soon. I don't want to have to go all the way till the night of WrestleMania to see if The Undertaker is going to show up, because I may throw things at that point.
Yes, yes you would.
Because while a one-sided feud is good, they have a lot of potential for this, and the fact that they're not, they're just having Bray do everything right now, that's going to get kind of boring really quickly.
I hope it's something where we're not, they're trying not to peak early.
I think they're trying not to peak early, but at the same time, you need to have Taker issue some kind of response to Bray.
Right.
Just to keep the feud moving. Because here's the problem, is people will begin to lose interest. Like, even I'm starting to lose a little bit of interest, even though I'm really into this feud. Because it's like, it's just one-sided with Bray.
We need the other side.
We need the other side. We need some kind of response from The Undertaker in terms of what Bray's doing, and whether that's Bray seeks him out, whether that's he shows up, whether we get like a fuzzy video of him where we can't see him, but we see the kind of almost the outline of his figure, and then it like it's kind of cutting in and out, sort of like think Arkham City type videos. That could be really cool. And you just have Taker's voice fill the arena. So it's like he's there and he's responding, but he's not physically there. So if WWE wants to save that surprise of what he really looks like now that he's lost the streak, well, then you can save that for WrestleMania. You do need to have some kind of response from Taker.
And it wouldn't hurt to put Bray Wyatt back in the ring a little bit.
No, it really wouldn't. I'm sure it would be good for him to put him back in the ring.
And beat up some people.
But yeah, Bray did a wonderful job with the promo. Setting the casket on fire was a really nice touch.
Keep going.
And that's all I got.
Good, because probably I have a feeling, I have a hunch, call me crazy. We're talking about Thursday.
Maybe. We may be talking about it Thursday, we may not. It just depends on how we feel. But if you want to hear more on our thoughts on Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker, and I promise I speak much better when I'm awake, tune into The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We'll talk NXT, SmackDown, and everything else we can possibly think of on The Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRRack. Subscribe to YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRRack. Check out The Rack Extra Season 3, Episode 17, now available. Episode 18 will be available this Wednesday, I think. And then two more episodes to follow. Saturday Night Midnight Dish is a CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and The Unusual. Follow us on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/SignalButtonsAndBandas, CB Radio Live.com, #BlameRob. Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Because she's sort of tired, I'm going to tell you, go to Twitter.com/LynnsWard, LINSWARD, and Behance.net/LynnsWard. Check out our sponsors, PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And check out the Figure Mark with Matt Goldberg. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on The Rack, right here, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and right back here next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, for the Raw Post Show. Good night, everybody.